Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control needed to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. Save time and money and gain agility and scale by managing your company's finances in one place, in real time, from your desktop or phone. Start today, right now. NetSuite is offering valuable insights with a free guide. 7 key strategies to grow your profits at netsuite.com/wired. Get your free guide at netsuite.com/wired. This AI maestro wants to serenade you. A composer and the co-creator of Siri are trying to create background music that responds to the listener's feelings. Philip Shepard has recorded solo cello albums, composed more than 60 soundtracks, and adapted 206 national anthems for Olympics Games medal ceremonies. He knows every corner of the famed Abbey Road studios. His work is the process of creating music, but sometimes he just wants to listen, preferably while walking in the woods. During one of those walks in 2016, he didn't want to be bothered choosing what music to play. Instead, he imagined some sort of magical accompaniment piped into his earphones that would dynamically reflect his surroundings and his mood, a literal soundtrack for his saunter. Violins might soar with vibrato at the moment when the sun broke through the trees. Flutes might trill along with the songbirds. Surely it's possible that the music should follow me rather than me trying something from a playlist, he says. Moreover, if I change direction or the sun is setting, I'd love the music to change as well. In order to do that, the system would not only have to be able to process multiple inputs, sound, sight, biometrics, speed, weather information, but to understand music well enough to translate those inputs into musical changes that sounded like a coherent composition. Shepard tried to outline a means of doing this, basically annotating a score with the way potential inputs might change it. But to really implement the idea, he needed an expert in artificial intelligence. Fortunately, Shepard knew the perfect candidate, Tom Gruber, the co-creator of the Siri Intelligent Assistant and later one of Apple's top AI executives. Gruber had even given a TED Talk called Humanistic AI, urging collaboration between people and machines. The two had met at a conference in Monterey in 2010 and became friends. So in 2017, Shepard pitched Gruber on the idea during a walk on the Santa Cruz coast sans soundtrack. They became CEO and CTO of a new company. Gruber left Apple in 2018. 3 years later, the result is LifeScore, which commissions music, records it with top-notch artists, and licenses it to businesses ranging from video games to automakers. Listeners hear unique combinations of those scores remixed on the fly, while soundtrack composers sync their work to a script, A life score composition is directed by an AI conductor. The AI matches arpeggios and pianissimos to the experience of listeners in real time, often recombining phrases and instrumentation in ways that the composer never imagined. The company's public debut will come this Thursday as a Life Source soundtrack accompanies the new season of Artificial, a scripted live-action series on the Twitch platform. Artificial is streamed live with choose-your-adventure-style plot developments shaped by responses from the audience. With Life Score, viewer reaction will affect the music as well. But that's only a prelude to the company's ultimate ambition, providing meaningful musical experiences. Shepard says that his biggest thrills as a composer come when the score that previously existed only in his mind and in musical notation are animated by musicians into sound. As a creator, that's where the goosebumps live, he says. Now he wants to provide that for people in the context of their everyday activities. I would love that to happen every time someone listens to music, if possible, he says, so they get the pleasure of almost being able to be the composer in that equation. Though the composition might come from traditionally non-creative sources, like one's pulse rate. But none of that can happen without another uncredited collaborator, AI. Gruber and his small team of engineers were charged with creating an engine that could accept inputs to reconstruct a composition on the fly, altering tone, tempo, and instrumentation, while somehow sounding as if it were composed that way from the start. It required teaching the Life Score engine how to be a maestro. There is musicology, there's theory behind it, he says. It seems bizarre, says Shepard, but at the same time, it's doable. So how does Life Score do it? It starts, like any music, with a human creator. Both Shepard and Gruber are emphatic that they do not want an algorithm that writes the score itself, as some previous efforts have attempted to do. My whole career has been the idea. Let's augment instead of automate, says Gruber. There's plenty of music in the world and plenty of musicians, but what we don't have is that experience where you're interacting with your music and helping you create it. Composers of a Life Score theme must understand that they are not auteurs, but collaborators, creating a substrate that will be animated by an AI engine and inputs from the listeners themselves. These creators aren't writing self-contained symphonies or pop tunes, but pieces that can be endlessly recombined. Shepard says it's a musical equivalent to a Lego brick kit. Groups of instruments might play certain measures in a way that could stand alone or be weaved into a more elaborate orchestration. A few hours of music in the studio could be stretched to thousands of hours of playback with no duplication. Shepard demonstrates the end product to me via Zoom from his living room in London. In the background, I can see his cello leaning against a stuffed chair. He's wearing a gray hoodie with neon yellow drawstrings. He begins a composition that would be appropriate for one of his forest walks. The neoclassical music playing on his iPhone is brisk and uplifting. He swings the phone to his left, and the music responds to the gyroscope's report. Right now, the system doesn't process biometric input, but adding that doing so will be trivial, the company says. The cello is coming over the top. It wasn't written to go like this, he says. We listen a bit more as the strings reach for the heavens. I've not heard this music before, says the composer. Artificial is the perfect vehicle for testing Life Score. The series is a Pygmalion-esque tale of an android and her creator, in which the actors perform live and which already uses feedback from viewers to steer the plot lines. Executive producer Bernie Sue, looking for a twist in the new season, says he was blown away by Shepard's Life Score demo. Each character has a certain theme of music, like Peter and the Wolf, explains Sue. Based on what emotions people explicitly express in the chat channel, The musical themes move among four emotional classes: happy, sad, mysterious, and intense. This blunt form of input will become more sophisticated over time. Eventually, with increased AI recognition skills, LifeScore might be able to interpret the images, sounds, and language of a scene well enough to understand by itself which musical emotions should be expressed. The AI, which understands how to translate those emotions into the language of music, slowing down at intense moments, for instance, changes the score accordingly. And each of those categories have three levels of intensity. A lot of feedback can ramp up the music by volume or the choice of instruments. Just like a composer, the AI engine understands what musical grammar evokes emotion from the audience. What an elegant, sophisticated, non-invasive way to build the audience into the experience, Sue says. Okay, we haven't done an episode yet, but I'm incredibly excited. The other big entertainment use case for LifeScore will be video games. Shepard has composed many a soundtrack for the genre and thinks that the LifeScore's ability to stretch a few hours of studio time into a near-infinite variety of musical moods and tunes will give it an edge over the current practice of endlessly looping parts of the score as players explore virtual worlds. Creating aural spaces for business customers is the big market to break into. Companies now are thinking of music as part of an environment that they're selling as a whole product, says Gruber, and so we're into that side of things. The granddaddy of that business has been Muzak, which has become a pejorative term for anodyne, syrupy cover versions of vaguely popular tunes, more tranquilizer than energizer. Maybe that's why the Muzak company changed its name in 2017 to Mood Media. It is a licensing behemoth, measuring its success by metrics like increased sales in stores that use one of its thousands of intricately programmed playlists of custom-recorded tunes. It would seem that LifeScore is in direct competition with Mood Music, but Shepard and Gruber argue that the products exist in different universes. The Muzak experience is subliminal. LifeScore wants to transform the ambient music world into a goosebump machine. Shepard enthusiastically recounts the time that he gave a demo to an austere business person who burst into tears when moving the phone led to a certain unique musical sequence. It was very sweet and, I think, quite embarrassing for him as well, he says. For the record, I remained dry-eyed throughout the demo. The company thinks that driving is an ideal LifeScore scenario and says it's negotiating with automakers. Inputs could include speed, road conditions, weather, and proximity to one's destination. Another big market it hopes to crack is wellness, with heart rate and other biometrics helping shape compositions. It has already recorded hours of its Lego brick musician building kits with music appropriate for yoga, cardio workouts, and meditation. The company says it is working on analyzing huge data sets of biometrics and behavior to see how people react to musical signals. So eventually, LifeScore will be able to learn how to adapt compositions to optimize measures of well-being, such as relaxation, level of physical effort, or mental focus. Another scenario is that employers could pump in LifeScore as ambient music in offices, if we ever return to them. Gruber says that the music could, for instance, energize us when it gets input that our body posture is sagging. Unlike more blunt means of goosing productivity, he says, a LifeScore cue would be welcome. If you're dealing with music, he says, you can use things that are more humane than just straight-out cattle prod feedback. I suspect, however, that the millions who now listen to their own music in the office via headphones might not find this so friendly, nor will they necessarily welcome the cameras or other sensors that took note of their posture. Shepard says when he first started out in Abbey Road, he used Studio 2, Where the Ghosts of the Beatles Linger. The microphones that George Martin supplied to the group are still around, and Shepard used them whenever he could. He also made forays to the cavernous Studio One, at one point gathering 90 musicians to record the background music for a video game. "But actually, I've fallen in love with Studio Three," he says. "That's where Pink Floyd recorded The Dark Side of the Moon. The musicians laid down the track for Artificial there." Unlike the tunes that have emerged from these studios over the decades, these will never climb the charts. They won't even be finished until they are streamed into the speakers and headphones of listeners in living rooms, cars, yoga studios, and forests. Will LifeScore's AI-augmented compositions be hits in their own way? Only if they deliver those goosebumps, not to mention office productivity, in a friendly way.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.